This is the Freddie and Harry Podcast on ESPN Radio.
With Harry Douglas and Freddie Coleman, welcome to the best show on your radio. It is the Afternoon Hustle, known as Freddie and Harry. Thank you very much. Presented by Progressive Insurance on the ESPN app. SiriusXM Channel 80. Don't forget about us on TuneIn. And always tell that snot speaker to play ESPN Radio. I guarantee you in 10 minutes, the new ground that we broke about 2 hours ago when it comes to our selection committee and white songs that black people love, we'll continue to break that ground. If you missed it, we'll give you our top six choices, and then you can weigh in at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll give you the origin where we got this from, and then we'll get into white songs that black people love at 888-729-3776. Every time I say that, we lose Harry Douglas for at least 5 to 10 seconds because he can't contain himself every time I say that today.
Freddie, I also got to tell you about something that was so funny when I was doing the emergency quarterback stuff.
Yeah.
So we used to practice it a lot on Saturdays, like during our walkthroughs.
Uh huh.
And you know how you script everything, offense versus the defense.
Sure.
And I used to always make my head coach, Mike Smith, so upset and angry.
Why?
Because I would go off script. I would go to like no huddle plays, or I would tell one of the receivers, hey, I need you to run a go route. And I would bomb it in a walkthrough. And he would look at our offensive coordinator, Dirk Cutter, and look like, did you call that? And Dirk would throw his hands up like,
no.
I have no idea what Harry's doing right now.
You're lucky they didn't make you run until you dropped.
Oh, man, we used to have so much fun. He used to turn so red in the face. He used to be so angry at me.
Well, who was angrier, him back then when you did that? Or Aaron Rodgers last night when Mike Williams did not run the right route. He wanted to get an interception. The Jets don't get the ball back. They lose to the Buffalo Bills 23-20. They decide to fix that problem. They finalize a trade for Davante Adams, the Las Vegas Raiders, to him to the Jets for a conditional third-round pick that could improve to a second-round selection when it's all said and done. So I guess now it's go time. Huh, Aaron Rodgers?
He is one of my closest friends in the league. I mean, I've been fortunate in 20 years to meet a lot of lifetime friends, guys I played with that I still keep in touch with. And Tay's right, you know, right at the top of the list of guys that I really care about that are family to me. So to be able to have him back is really special. Obviously, you know, it's bittersweet because of what happened last night, but, you know, it's exciting. Tay and I have done a lot of great things over the years. He's made me look good a lot of times. So I'm really excited about it. I think it's exciting for our team. You know, we definitely got better today. Big thanks to Joe making it happen, Woody, Chris pulling the trigger. Obviously, everybody was pissed about last night, but we know there's a lot of season left, and now it's go time.
That's what Aaron Rodgers said about bringing in Davante Adams when he was on the Pat McAfee show, and so was Davante Adams, because this trade was announced today, and Davante Adams is already at the team facility. When it comes to the New York Jets, Shannon Penn, our producer, said it best. Tampering anyone? Because there's no way that he could have known about that and all of a sudden flew like Superman across the globe from one part of the country to the other to be a part of Jets organization. So, yes, something was going on behind the scenes. It happened last night. It was announced earlier today officially. That being said, if they're really going to be boys, they'd be able to make sure this works from second one when he's out there on the field against a Steelers defense. That, for my money, if Derrick Henry's the best offensive player pound for pound this year so far in the NFL, then T.J. Watt's the best defensive player, pound for pound, on the other side. And if anybody can elevate their team to make sure they don't lose another Sunday night game at home, like they lost to the Dallas Cowboys 8 days ago, it's going to be that guy, T.J. Watt, who's going to say, your offensive line had problems against Buffalo. Way did it get a load of me, known as T.J. Watt of the Steelers.
But I will say this, though. Like, when it comes to Davante Adams, he's going to be able to help this football team in a major way because of what him and Aaron Rodgers have been able to do when they were in Green Bay. They understand each other through and through, wholeheartedly. It's the unspoken words while they're lined up, or Devontae's lined up out wide, and Aaron Rodgers just looks at him, and Davante knows what to do. He knows where to be on the football field from a route running perspective,
right,
when to look for the football when he's running the fade, because Aaron Rodgers loves to back shoulder guys. And what we seen last night, now Garrett Wilson, I love him as a wide receiver, but he ran a dip route in the tight red zone and dropped a pass because he got thumped by, you know, the two safeties.
Now, for those who don't know, what's a dip route?
It's a dip route. So you're one-on-one with the defender, whether it's a linebacker or a safety, going in the tight red zone in the middle of the football field, and you give the illusion that you're about to cross the formation, stick your foot in the ground, and you get vertical. and the quarterback can either put it on your back shoulder, throw it over the top of the defender. But you got to make the play no matter what the circumstances are. If you're Garrett Wilson, that's a play that I know Davante Adams is going to catch. You would like a bigger bodied guy. You look at the last two games at the ending, Mike Williams has not been on the best end of that. And I firmly believe Aaron Rodgers doesn't trust him wholeheartedly. And he would love for Mike Williams to be on the first thing smoking out of New York or New Jersey, wherever they hold their practices at or their practice facility. And if that's Davante Adams in those two situations, I'm pretty sure that Davante is going to catch that football. He's also going to provide Garrett Wilson to have more one-on-ones, Alan Lazard to have more one-on-ones, open more things up in the run game. But I think for New York, the Jets, that is, they just need to do their jobs and stop taking turns making mistakes, whether it's penalties, drops, missed field goals, not being great in the red zone, just doing things that's going to, you know, put your football team in bad positions.
Yeah, because I love what I saw from the offense last night other than the red zone. They were 1-for-4 in the red zone with a touchdown, but they had eight explosion plays that went at least 20 yards. I don't think they had those eight explosion plays total going into that game last night. So having Todd down in call plays worked out. They did, like, you've been begging for this. Motion, make sure the defense declares that they're man-to-man or zone. They opened up running holes where Breece Hall had a couple of big plays also in the passing game. The Hail Mary at the end of the first half, Alan Lazard went up there and gave them that kind of momentum going into the second half. So if that's what the offense is going to look like, and he wasn't under pressure severely all the time like he had been the past couple of weeks, then yeah, Davante Adams is going to make that better. He should make that better, the kind of pedigree and the kind of talent that he's bringing to the table. But then it comes back to kind of accountability. And when you have a team that's the most penalized team in the National Football League, there are plenty of guys that don't worry about being benched because the backups are not going to be ready to get in there to prove they can play above the starters. And the Jets are banking that at a certain point, those offensive line issues, holding, pre-snap penalties, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, going to work themselves out. In my opinion, that should have been worked out long before game number six, because that cost in the game last night, in addition to Greg Zuerlein missing two field goals that went off the left upright, not once but twice in the second half. So those accountability issues, you have to hope by bringing in Davante Adams that guys will straighten up and fly right and make their quarterback look like a prophet by saying it's really go time and we better go starting this Sunday versus Pittsburgh.
Well, that's the part about Aaron Rodgers I don't understand. Like, go time is when you played the San Francisco 49ers. It was go time when you landed in New Jersey / New York to become the New York Jets quarterback of the future, or of the immediacy now and also for the future. It was go time then, not just when Davante Adams arrives in New York or whatnot. But I would also say for the Jets, their schedule is kind of favorable, Freddie. Even though they're sitting at 2-4 right now, currently it's not the best position to be in. When you look at their schedule, and next they have the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday Night Football, you got to go to New England. Now, the Houston Texans on Thursday night on Halloween, that's going to be a tough one. Yeah. There's nothing like Halloween in New York. I remember when my brother Tony Douglas was playing for the Knicks and I was up there for Halloween.
I've been a Halloween parade or two in the Village. I know what you speak.
Different ball game.
It really
and then
is.
You have Arizona. You have Arizona, Indy, and Seattle hasn't looked like the Seattle we thought they were going to be the last few games. So it's not like your schedule is so daunting and tough that you can't crawl out of the hole.
Right.
You just can't be a football team that beats yourself and allows you to be further back in that hole.
It's a favorable schedule if you're Kansas City, if you're Buffalo, if you're Houston, if you're Minnesota, if you're Baltimore, because I trust those teams will go out there and beat those teams in front of them that they're better than. With the Jets, based on what I've seen from this team, there's no such thing as a favorable schedule. You got to go out there and you got to play like a team that is a desperate team.
What's the phrase you use? The Jetsian things. They always going to find a Jetsian thing to do.
Right. Today was a Jetsian thing on the positive side.
Yep.
But then the Jetsian of the shoe dropping at a certain point, based on what I've seen, that shoe's going to fall off that table and all hell's going to break loose once again, no matter what Davante Adams is going to bring positively to the Jets. Freddie Coleman, Harry Douglas together on the Afternoon Hustle, known as Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app presented by Progressive Insurance. For a job you'll love, do yourself a favor and visit progressive.com/careers.
You heard from us.
I love talking.
Now it's your turn to weigh in.
Hello, you're on the air.
1-888-SAY-ESPN.
Hello? Hello?
1-888-729-3776.
Now, when we did within our selection committee, it can be anything pop culture-wise, personal-wise, whatever. We try to do everything we can to have fun with it. Today, I think we went beyond the fun because part of our Freddie and Harris selection committee involving our producers, Shannon Penn and Devin Kane, we decided to take a cue from the comedian who really had this part of his podcast, Shannon Penn, about a month ago, a little more than a month ago. It was Kev on stage. He is a comedian. On his podcast, he had, about a month ago, white people songs that black people love. So the minute that we saw that, that was catnip to Kane, Penn, Coleman, and Doug to say, hey, if he can do that, so can we. So here were the top six.
Number one
was I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys.
Number two,
In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins.
Number three,
Take Me Home Country Roads by John Denver.
Number four,
Careless Whisper by Wham featuring George Michael.
Number five,
Mr. Brightside by The Killers.
Number six,
Holla Back Girl by Gwen Stefani. And believe me, when I say we got reaction on Twitter, good, bad.
Yes, we
even
did.
Alan Hahn. From Bart and Hahn on ESPN New York Radio with him and Bart Scott. He even said not having What You Won't Do for Love by Bobby Caldwell. He says this list is flawed. And he said, Freddie Coleman, I expected better and more from you.
Oh, he disappointed in Mr. Freddie Coleman.
He is. He said the list is terribly flawed because we didn't have Where Bobby Caldwell.
I'm not going to let that malfeasance slide here.
I love that malfeasance.
Absolutely.
I love that.
Look, we all recognize the greatness that was the late Bobby Caldwell. We knew that. But this song was an R&B song. Like, we were rocking with this song before the other people were.
I get it.
Are you sure about that?
We were. Look,
I've been here since day one.
Look, no. Folks just realized 5 years ago that Bobby Caldwell was white, all right? Like, folks didn't even know.
Yes, that's why.
This is an R&B song.
It is.
Can I be honest with you guys?
Go ahead, be honest.
I didn't know he was white until now.
I know you didn't.
This song is.
Yeah. I didn't know he was white until right now.
This song is.
I'll never forget because Bob Skaggs put out a song called Lowdown, which is a pop and also R&B top song. And I'll never forget him. He's on American Bandstand. I didn't tell my dad he was white. So my dad, oh, I love that song. And he took a look at Bob Skaggs. He goes, where's the guy that sings the song? I said, Dad, that's it. My mom goes, you really enjoyed that, didn't you? I said, yeah, that was worth it for me. So those were our top six. What is that white people song that you know black people love? We want to hear from you at 888-SAY-ESPN. That is 888-729-3776. By the way, Bobby Caldwell, born in Manhattan. His mother sold real estate, and one of her clients was Bob Marley, the reggae singer. I'm not making that up.
Let the dungeon.
Yeah, so he may have been vanilla, but there was chocolate running around the family when it came to Bobby Caldwell.
Rastaman.
As far as that goes.
Rastafarian.
Keith in the great city of Chicago. Keith, what is that white people song that black people you know love?
That song is the town that Harry's Falcons and his Atlanta Braves are going to be in. Uptown Funk.
Boom, 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 but he's Hawaiian, boom, though, when it comes to Bruno Mars. Boom, boom. We can expand the sphere a little bit when it comes to that. Boom,
boom, boom, I do like this song.
I love this song. Really, it's Mark Ronson's song. So technically that works because Mark Ronson is British and not like British along the lines. He's vanilla British.
Well, he wasn't past the Dutchie British?
No, he was not. He was not musical youth British. He wasn't Andrew Levy, the bass player from the Brand New Heavies British. He wasn't that kind of British.
What does this song make you do, Dev?
He wasn't Loose Ends British, Shannon Penn.
Say it again, Harry.
What does this song make you do?
I don't know, man. It just makes me feel good.
Okay. Makes me feel all right.
What does it do to you?
Yeah.
It makes me feel unbelievable.
I bet it does. Javier Moreno on Twitter, Coleman ESPN at HDogs83 says, pick up the pieces by the Average White Band.
Pick up the pieces.
Shout out to Hustle Man.
Yeah, Hustle Man from Martin.
That is the pick up the pieces I know from Hustle Man.
I'm about to say, anybody my age knows that from Average White Band. Anybody Harry Shannon's age knows it from the episode with Tracy Martin as Hustle Man on Martin doing the whole thing on the kazoo when it comes to Hustle Man and pick up the pieces. One of our favorites is Big Joyner and Nawlins. Big Joyner, what is that white people song that black people you know love?
What's going on, my brothers?
What's going on, my man?
My constituents. I like that AWB because I used to love AWB. I used to love brother AWB, brother Freddie. I'm about 64, so I'm right there with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
But my song, my offensive coordinator in college turned me on to Steely Dan.
Oh.
That old band's grooving, but I really like, Dad, you have come back to you.
Yeah, Peg, it will come back to you, man. Oh, so, I love
so Big Jonah, since you love that song so back, do you think winning's going to come back to New Orleans since they haven't won in the last three games?
Wow.
See, you go, Harry. I had a good evening, and you want to bring that.
Big Joyner stealing the Steely Dan theme. Harry gave you that dirty work regarding the Saints.
And actually, that's it's been the last four games the Saints haven't won. My gosh.
Man.
And a lot of people think that was going to be the team to win the division.
You better hope it doesn't turn to be a part of, like, in the color purple until you do right, Harry Douglas. When it comes to your Atlanta Falcons, until you do right, Harry Douglas. One of my favorites, like Big John in New Orleans, is Coach Doc in Houston. Coach Doc, what is that white people song that black people love?
Man, what's going on, y'all? I was telling my wife about y'all when I came in the house, about what y'all was doing on the radio.
Uh-huh.
And y'all already said Bobby Caldwell just now, but Lisa Stansfield.
Ooh, pick one. Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay.
I can't find my baby.
I don't know why.
Why he's gone away, and I don't know where he can be, my baby. But I'm going to find him. Man, when I was working in Portland, Maine, and that song first came out, I said, I know what she sounds like, but I don't think she looks like what she sounds.
Listen, today, that's the second person that I had no idea was white.
You didn't know Lisa Stansfield was white?
No.
Get out of here.
What?
Stop
no.
This song's been out for 34 years.
I know. That's my point, Freddie.
About two weeks ago, Freddie and I were having a conversation about Lisa Stansfield.
Hell yeah.
And we brought up the performance she had at the Apollo. If you haven't seen it, Google her at the Apollo. She tore it down.
She
the crowd,
really did.
They were reacting like that. They didn't know she was white either. But then she started singing.
What is that supposed to mean?
And they were like, oh, that's
myself. Hold on, what's that supposed to mean?
It's self-explanatory, Deb. Yeah, you know what it means.
She came out that she did Been Around the World, and also You Can't Deny a Baby. And she was fantastic at the Apollo. But the look on their faces is like they literally saw a ghost when she walked out on stage.
Deb is so crazy.
What, white people can't tear it down?
Apollo?
Nope. I'm moving on to Corey in Maryland. Corey, what is that white people song?
We will not do this today.
We're not going to do this any other day either. Corey, what is that white people song that you know black people love?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Love the show. First time caller. Long time listener.
Appreciate
Freddie, I've been listening to you all the way back when you're doing a late night. I'm so glad that the higher ups at ESPN are recognizing your talent, your ability, and bringing you in this prime time hour. Harry, yeah, I too. But my song, the song that I want to recommend is Walk This Way by Aerosmith. It was so great that rap legend Run DMC had to collaborate with Aerosmith on it.
It's Corey, spot on, because even a lot of people talk about that revitalized Aerosmith's career when they did the Walk This Way with Run DMC in 1986.
There are so many songs, Freddie, that like we couldn't even get to because there's so many of them.
Yeah, believe me. Oh, my wife just texted me. She goes, Let's Dance by David Bowie. Definitely that one. Let's dance, put on your red shoes and dance the blues. Let's dance. Yeah, that one. Also, Westing. Yeah, give it, David Bowie. And dance the blues. Produced by Nile Rodgers of Chic. Let's dance to the song they're playing
on
the radio.
Once again, I just want to apologize to anyone who listens on the podcast.
Yes.
Appreciate you. Tomorrow will be, maybe it'll be the same. I don't know.
Not for nothing. And Shannon, you can back me up on this. He had a blacker record than that one. Fame. He performed that on Soul Train.
Fame is a bop.
Back him up,
Shannon. Fame is a bop.
Exactly.
If you don't understand, you better familiarize yourself.
Exactly.
Fame is a bop.
Exactly. With John Lennon singing in background. You can get two further English white boys doing a black record better than that when it came to Fame by David Bowie. As far as that goes.
Hey, he blew it down, dude.
Marcel in the Bay Area, what is that white people song that black people love?
What's going on, fellas? Long time no here. Well, I think it's a little something that my man Jerry Jones might be experiencing right now. You know, he don't want to bring in Derrick Henry, bring in a running back. He want to make all the decisions and not want to bring in a GM. So guess what? He experienced a little boy, George, a little karma. A little karma, karma, karma. You know what I mean? You got to experience that, baby, because you know you don't want to turn everything off. You know? So guess what? That's what we're going with it, you know? And that's one of my go-tos.
You come and go.
Good Lord. Great record, by the way, no doubt. There's no doubt about that. I love that. Tying in the Dallas Cowboys. This is the only show people tying the Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones, and Boy George in the same sentence.
I love our listeners and callers.
Me too. There's no doubt about that. Raider MC in the Bay. Raider MC, what is that white people song that black people love? You know that.
Wait, what it do, Freddie? What it do, my that boy is bad, Harry?
What's up, baby?
Oh man, nothing, man. They stole my thunder about the play that funky music, white boy. That was one of mine. But what about some from the Bee Gees? Anybody said that?
No, nobody has said that. Yeah, Bee Gees. Oh, okay. You can never go wrong with the Bee Gees, brother.
You can never go wrong with any of the songs. Just play it.
There you go, Little Night Fever. There we go.
Ooh.
Absolutely. Staying alive.
My mom just texted me. My mom said,
Mother Douglas say?
Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Oh, absolutely.
Get Down Tonight.
Anything by Casey and the Sunshine Band. Boogie Shoes, Keep It Coming Love, I'm Your Boogie Man. Anything by them. You know, Shake Your Booty. I mean, that was an FWB, Funky White Boy right there when it comes to Harry Casey. Come on. Exactly. There we go. Look at that. That's like one of the last songs he had, too. Well done, Devin. Everybody, give it up, give it up. Absolutely. Keep weighing in on Twitter at Coleman ESPN at HDelkus83. What is that white people song that you say to yourself, I know the black people love that song a lot.
Excuse me.
That's right, 888-729-3776 and on Twitter at Coleman ESPN and at HDelkus83. For example, this is a good one. Dinky Drum Company says, how about the Rolling Stones cover of Harlem Shuffle? Yeah, the brother.
That's another good one.
Yeah, 1986 in the Dirty Work album.
Yeah.
That was an old Bob and Earl
song. What was that name again?
Harlem Shuffle by the Rolling Stones.
The person that tweeted that.
Dinky Drum Company.
What? Okay. God, dog.
Well, the Yankees have been beating that drum, and now they're 3 wins away from maybe a Subway Series against the New York Mets. We'll get to that as our brother Harry Douglas has this word from Vivid on Freddie and Harry.
Well, just like we're rejoicing about music, sports fans, you can rejoice as well. The NFL season is upon us, and you know what that means. It's time for epic games, thrilling touchdowns, and unforgettable moments. If you're ready to score the best seats in the house, then Vivid Seats has got you covered. With an incredible selection of tickets and a game-changing rewards program, Vivid Seats is your ultimate destination for catching all the action. And don't forget, when you buy the 10th ticket, you get the 11th ticket free. I'll say that again. When you buy the 10th ticket, you get the 11th ticket free. Experience it live with Vivid Seats, the official ticketing partner of ESPN.
The Freddie and Harry Podcast.
In college football, a solid defensive line protects the end zone. And when it comes to fire safety, quality smoke alarms can help you protect your home. That's where Kidde comes in. Their alarms detect smoke over 25% faster, so you can react when seconds count. Plus, they're quick and easy to install, so you can help protect your home turf and get back to watching your team. Defend your game time with Kidde and the Home Depot. How doers get more done. 29% faster average smoke detection based on internal testing of smoldering wood fires for Kidde 9th edition versus leading competitor 8th edition products.
BetMGM presents Upping the Action with Jamie Foxx.
Yo, hockey's here, and it's colder than ice, like cold, cold. But with BetMGM, I can heat the game up with overs, unders, parlays, and moneyline, all from the comfort of my 102-degree hot tub. Now I'm really putting fire on the ice. This hockey season, download the BetMGM app.
And get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. U.S. promotional offers not available in Nevada, New York, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. for New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY. Or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. Puerto Rico, call 1-800-981-0023. West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. First bet offer for new customers only, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Finding the right employee for your company is tough. One wrong hire can be a major setback. You're not alone if you face this. A recent survey by Robert Half shows nearly half of hiring managers readily admit to making a bad hire. Luckily, there's a solution. With Robert Half's specialized recruiter's experience, combined with our award-winning AI, you can have the right skilled professional in place quickly. We understand what it takes to build winning teams because at Robert Half, we know talent. Discover how we can help at roberthalf.com/talent.
He's Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman, together in the Afternoon Hustle, known as Freddie and Harry, presented by Progressive Insurance on SiriusXM Channel 80. Don't forget about us and tune in, and also tell that smart speaker of yours to play ESPN Radio. Don't forget the road to the World Series. Every pitch, every at-bat, every run, every out going through ESPN Radio. All the postseason action you need on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app, especially when it comes to tonight's Game 2 involving the American League Championship Series. The New York Yankees hosting the Cleveland Guardians. Yankees won game one last night, 5-2. Our man Tim Kirkchen, ESPN Major League Baseball insider, is there at Yankee Stadium. Hit him on Twitter at Kirkchen_ESPN. Tim, before we get to tonight's game, let's go back into the Wayback Machine. Dodgers Mets tied at 1. The Dodgers destroyed the Mets in game 1. The Mets win game 2 by a count of 7-3. If I ask you what has been your biggest takeaway from the first two games of this series, what is that takeaway, Tim?
Well, it's still the resiliency of the Mets. They are 3-0 in this postseason after a loss, and that kind of personifies how their entire season has gone, Freddie. As you know, 9-19 in May. They had no shot to make the playoffs once they got to June, and yet they've been as good a team as any in baseball since the beginning of June. And every time you think they're in trouble, they find another way to win a game. That's what I took from the Mets coming right out after being shut out in game one. Francisco Lindor, who's going to finish second in the MVP balloting in the National League, hits a home run, and that changed the entire look of the game. Mark Vientos hit a grand slam. And that's who the Mets are. Just when you think, all right, they're in trouble, they come back and play really well.
And that's what I love about the Mets, Tim. Stars are playing like stars that they are. Now, for the Dodgers and their side of things, what's more concerning, their pitching staff or Shohei Ohtani's lack of production?
All right, Ohtani's going to be fine. He's a great player. Great players struggle in the postseason all the time. The degree of difficulty of baseball is so high. Even the best players aren't the best players every single night. The bigger concern, of course, is the Dodgers starting pitching. I mean, game two of the NLCS, they had to use a bullpen game because they don't have enough starting pitching. That is an issue, and that's something they've been fighting at all year because of these injuries, and yet somehow they won 98 games. They had the best record in the major leagues. They deserve a lot of credit. Granted, they hit their way through a lot of problems that they have, but it's still going to be a challenge to get through the rest of this postseason as they have to mix and match with their starting rotation.
Tim Kirkchen, ESPN Major League Baseball insider, on Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app, because they had their bullpen game. Yes, they did not work out well for them, Tim, like they worked out game four when they beat the San Diego Padres in the NLDS. Meanwhile, the Mets seem to have the advantage when it comes to starting pitching, especially if Shohei Ohtani continues to go this way. My one concern with the Mets is that they left a lot of runners on base so far in the first couple of games and throughout the whole playoff series. How much of that should be a bigger concern going forward for the Mets trying to get to the World Series?
Yeah, they're going to have to get a few more big hits like they did in game two. But I have no doubt that the Mets, who have become a very good offensive team in the last few months, are going to find enough ways to score runs against a damaged Dodger pitching staff right now. I think the bigger question is, can that starting rotation, can that bullpen keep the Dodgers' bats down? I mean, last night the first five Dodgers went 0-for-19. I mean, that's just not going to happen again. But that Dodger lineup has got thunder 1-9. We saw it with, you know, Kike Hernandez and others hitting home runs. It's not just that first four guys in the order. It's 1-9 with the Dodgers.
Tim, I want to ask you about the game tonight. You got the Cleveland Guardians versus the New York Yankees. Gerrit Cole is going to be on the mound for the Yankees. What type of night do you think he's going to be able to have versus the Guardians?
Well, I think he's going to throw exceptionally well tonight because he did his last time out in game four in Kansas City when they clinched the LDS. He was brilliant in seven innings, and it all started with his four-seam fastball, which he throws 96 miles an hour. He didn't have a great four-seamer in his first start against Kansas City in this postseason, and he got knocked around a little bit. Plus, his slider wasn't as sharp in Game 1 as it was in Game 4. If he throws like he did in Kansas City, he's going to have another great night. And after talking to him after Game 4, he had that glint in his eye, like, I've got it again. Mm-hmm. He looks a lot like the Garrett Cole that won the Cy Young so easily last year.
For those who don't know, who was Luke Weaver, and where did he come from to be the kind of lights-out closer that we've seen for the New York Yankees, especially in the last 2 months?
Right. We've been asking that question now for the last 6 weeks because he has stabilized he has stabilized that bullpen. He's had a great year, but it wasn't until 6 weeks ago that they flipped him in the closer role and said, all right, let's go. He had an ERA over 5 in his career before this season.
Wow.
The Yankees are his sixth major league team. He'd been with 4 teams in a 3-year period, and no one could unlock exactly what he had. Somehow his four-seam fastball has gone from 92 to 96. His changeup, which was okay, is now elite, and he did it with just a little bit of confidence and an adjustment in his grip on his changeup that has made him a completely different pitcher. Stephen Vogt, who caught Luke Weaver in his major league career and was one of his coaches in Seattle, told us today he is a completely different human being than he remembers.
Wow.
And that human being is the biggest reason why this bullpen for the Yankees has gone from suspect to really good, because they have a guy in the ninth inning that gets everybody out.
For the Guardians, outside of Jose Ramirez, who is the one player or two players that you think needs to step up for the Guardians tonight?
Well, Josh Naylor, the first baseman, knocked in 100 runs this year, and they need him to support Jose Ramirez. And, of course, Stephen Kwan, who has had such a great postseason, needs to be on base all the time. This is not a great offensive team for the Guardians. They win with their great bullpen. But if they can score a few more runs, they can hang in this a long time, especially
right,
with the depth of that bullpen. But Josh Naylor, who did not have many good swings last night, by the way, very few people did against Carlos Rodon last night. If he can get his swing going, the Guardians are a much better offensive team.
We've seen how relaxed Rodon looked last night, the way that he had that wipeout slider going along with that fastball. We've seen how relaxed Giancarlo Stanton has looked in the playoffs. 2 home runs, 5 RBIs, batting .368. Why haven't we not seen Aaron Judge look that relaxed, which would really help the New York Yankees so far, Tim?
Yeah, again, Freddie, hard game to play, and great players aren't always great in this game. You know, Steph Curry has a bad game. You know, he still scores 20 points and makes 4 three-pointers.
True.
You know, this game doesn't work that way. There's no doubt Judge has struggled in his postseason career. He has struggled to some degree in this postseason, but I'm telling you, when you talk to him, he does not seem like anyone who's worried about this. He is really close. He's made some really good takes. He's been on base a bunch of times. He's played a very good center field. But we're still waiting for him to hit 2 home runs at 450 feet in one game. That's coming, I'm telling you. He's close. He's not far away.
Tim, Juan Soto has been so fantastic this season. My 5-year-old son, who's in kindergarten, did a project on him last week and presented it in front of the class. What are the numbers going to look like after this season for Juan Soto and that contract he's going to deeply, deeply get and deserves?
Yeah, I think it's going to start with a 5. I mean, we talked about 4. I think 4 is low. I think it's going to start with a 5, and if it starts with a 6, I don't think anyone should be surprised. Again, he is 25 years old, and he's got over 200 career homers. And the ball he hit in the first inning last night, Stephen Vogt of the Guardians was saying he's like the only guy in the league could take a ball that in that position, keep his hands inside it, and hit it that hard. That's how talented Juan Soto is. And given his age and his track record, start with a 6 and go from there.
Well, either way, no matter what he does, he's going to have to wait for that contract, because it's still playoff baseball to be had. Game 2 tonight of the American League Championship Series. The Yankees with a 1-0 lead over the Cleveland Guardians. Game 2 happening tonight in the Bronx. And Tim Kirkchen, ESPN Major League Baseball Insider, is going to be there. Hit him on Twitter, Kirkchen_ESPN. Always a pleasure, Tim. Enjoy the game tonight. We'll talk to you soon, my man.
Okay, fellas. Thank you.
Yeah.
See you.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun seeing exactly how Cleveland rebounds, Harry. And also how much Aaron Judge can take the cues of Giancarlo Stanton. Granted, it's a different kind of pressure, but if he gets going, that's going to solve a lot of problems, not just physically, production-wise, but mentally for the New York Yankees versus Cleveland.
But it's always good when you can have other guys in the lineup to have your back. You know, Stanton being able to do what he's been doing of late. Juan Soto has been fantastic all year long. And have the defense back up the pitchers doing their job. Like, it embodies what we say team, right? You got to be able to be a team. And if someone's having an off night or a few games, everyone else around them needs to be able to pick them up. And that's what the Yankees have been able to do.
Here's Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman together in the Afternoon Hustle, known as Freddie and Harry, presented by Progressive Insurance on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. We blame Shannon Penn and Devin Kane, our producers, for this. But you joined in that blame, and we've had a lot of fun. We're going to take more of your calls on white people songs that black people love. And what were the six songs that we decided as part of our selection committee? All that is coming up next.
You heard from us.
I love talking.
Now is your turn to weigh in.
Hello, you're on the air.
1-888-SAY-ESPN.
Hello?
1-888-729-3776. Freddie and Harry Podcast.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like UNTUCKit or Allbirds, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling, on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout UNTUCKit uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/network.
Ryan Reynolds here for, I guess, my 100th Mint commercial. No, don't. I mean, honestly, when I started this, I thought I only have to do like 4 of these. I mean, it's unlimited premium wireless for $15 a month. How are there still people paying 2 or 3 times that much? I'm sorry, I shouldn't be victim blaming here. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch whenever you're ready.
$45 upfront payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes. See details.
Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/ESPN pod and use code ESPNPOD for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ESPNPOD and use code ESPNPOD at checkout.
It's the Afternoon Hustle, known as Freddie and Harry. He's Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman on Sirius XM Channel 80. Don't forget about us on TuneIn and also tell that smart speaker of yours to play ESPN Radio. The reason you're hearing the Bee Gees is not because we love the Bee Gees, because we do. But we had our Freddie and Harry selection committee, like we normally do each and every Tuesday when baseball, other stuff does not get in the way. And it was based on Kev on Stage, a comedian who had on his podcast earlier this month, white people songs that black people love.
What?
And boy, all of you, white, black, male, female, young and old, you've been chiming in at the Dr. Pepper call online at 888-ESPN.
Turquoise,
opal, you name it, 888-729-3776. According to our selection committee involving Harry Douglas, me, Shannon Penn, and Devin Kane, our producers, from 1 through 6.
Number 1.
I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys.
Number 2.
In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins.
Number 3.
Take Me Home, Country Roads by John Denver.
Number 4.
Careless Whisper by Wham featuring George Michael.
Number 5.
Mr. Brightside, The Killers.
Number 6.
Holla Back Girl by Gwen Stefani. And believe me, we have to come to a consensus. I tried for Bobby Caldwell, What You Won't Do for Love. I tried for Red Hot Chili Peppers when it comes to giving away.
That is not the way the committee works.
I know it's not the way the committee works, but I tried to get mine through, just like some of yours tried to get yours through.
There's no I in team, but there's
no I in team.
But when the selection committee happens, there's some choices that have to be made. There's I in choice as far as that goes.
Yeah, I hear treating us like Aaron Rodgers treat Mike Williams.
That's not true. I didn't call anybody. I just said it was me. And I left it alone.
Okay, Freddie. That's exactly what you did.
Now, if you felt some sort of way, that's more on you, Harry, and Shannon, and Devin more than me. Coy in Maryland at 888-729-3776. Coy, what is that white people song that black people love, and you know that?
Hey, Freddie.
Yes, sir.
Look, man, this is for both of your teams. Okay. The Jets, who ain't won a championship over 50 years, and your Dallas Cowboy, Jerry Jones, 1977. The players, which the Cowboys need, baby, come back.
And it kind of. There was something in everything about you. Baby, come back. That's like a Yacht Rock staple, but yeah, we knew about that song back in New York, Harry. We knew about that song back in the day. No doubt about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he incorporated the team.
He did. Hey, we don't mind correlations. That always works.
That's even better, honestly.
No doubt. Tim in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. What is that white people song that you know that black people love?
Hey, I love you guys. I love all you guys. But I call so much, I start to sing Gerald Levert, Answer Service. Story time. This butterscotch little girl back in the mid-70s is in this all-white class. Teacher said, "You got a song you want to sing?" "Yes, I do." "I was dancing and moving and swinging to the groove and play that funky music."
Wild Cherry. Play that funky music. Play that funky music. By the way, who is that little girl, Tim in Milwaukee? Who is that little girl?
That would be my late wife, Tiffany.
Oh, well, God bless you and God bless her. That's fantastic. Sir. I like the Tim and Tiffany. That rhymes, by the way.
Pretty cool.
I love that. We couldn't get enough of that record. Growing up, I went to an Episcopalian school. Uh-huh. And you want to hear the epitome of comedy? A bunch of young black kids in this Episcopalian school with a white teacher playing that song and everybody singing at the top of their lungs. Believe me, you want to hear comedy and
that's what music does, though.
It brings everybody together. Yep. It doesn't tear people apart. Love in Arizona. What is that white people song that black people love?
Tears.
Go ahead, love. I think we heard he say, by the Tears for Fears. Everybody wants to rule the world. There we go, yeah. There we go. I don't mind that a little Tears for Fears from Songs from the Big Chair, 1985. I'm more partial to Shout, Harry, by them. Shout, let it all out. I'm more partial to that one.
So,
I'm more partial to that
man,
one.
Man, it's honestly, it's amazing, Freddie, how many of these songs I know.
Mm-hmm.
Certain things I didn't even realize about the people singing these songs.
Well, that's good. You were just like your own personal Ebony and Ivory. Putting the black and white keys together, not worried about what was black, what was white.
There's
nothing wrong with that. I'm completely okay with that. That's been the cool thing about doing something like this. That's what Harry
does. Take me home. John,
in a million years, I never thought that.
I belong.
Bring it home, Harry.
West Virginia. This is one of my favorite songs.
I do not mind this song by John Denver, although a lot of people know from like West Virginia. Play that at home basketball games and home football games. Game 2 of Guardians Yankees ALCS comes your way next. For Harry Douglas, I'm Freddie Coleman. This has been Freddie and Harry on the mighty ESPN Radio. Take care. God bless. And as always, white people, black people love each other.
Thanks for listening to the Freddie and Harry podcast on ESPN Radio. You can also listen to Freddie and Harry live weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on Sirius XM Channel 80. You can also watch and listen on the ESPN app. The Freddie and Harry Podcast.